Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with our football strength coach, Joey Batson, on the show here this week. We'll talk to him a little bit about summer and what's been going on, what is going to be coming up for Clemson football, obviously, as we'll get ready to start August camp and then the season, all that kind of stuff. But, Joey, first and foremost, this is, what, year 33 for you? Is that right?
Yeah, 33 total years, and then my 23rd year at Clemson. So we've had a great run, excited, and I just appreciate Coach Winnie giving me the opportunity to continue to work with his players.
Hi, maybe a little bit of a not necessarily a loaded question, but you think about it, 33 years. And obviously, it's changed. I mean, it's like the game. It's like everything. It's like life. It has changed over the years. Do you like the way that things have changed? Do you like now all the new scientific approach that comes to this?
Yeah, I like the change. I always have an old saying, the old is forever new. So there's certain things that you have to do to be really good at the game of football. It's kind of like football. The game itself is the same game. It's just approached a different way. And I think that's the way it is with training. It's training's training. It's just the way you approach it. You're limited on your time now. NCAA regulates that time. So you've got to really be very intentional. You have to have a good plan. You got to be organized. You have to max out the time that you have. But I like that as well. And everything that's the new technology, just learning more about an athlete, more about your players, I think it's really good. Kind of some hidden things that you couldn't see, and it's hard to test for. So I think all that's great. At the end of the day, you got to be able to put weight on your bar, on the bar. You got to be able to pull it, push it, hinge it, press it. You got to be able to put your foot in the ground. You got to be able to move. And speed's still the king of all sport, especially this sport of football. So we want a big, build a big, strong, powerful, athletic guys that can run the race for a long time. And so the tempo of training is a lot faster than it was years ago. I used to do a set, sit around and wait, and for the next guy, now you're lifting, spotting, or doing some type of auxiliary exercise between sets. So you're maximizing that time, and the work we do between the bigger movements is very important to us as well.
Well, the other thing I think it's like plainly evident to all of us, just the athlete now that you are working with is different than it was 10 years ago, than it was 5 years ago.
Well, it all starts down in the middle school and high school programs. Obviously put more money into it, and you're getting quality coaches, some great coaches down in the high school level. They do an unbelievable job, their facilities are phenomenal. And so, you're getting kids that, have some type of exposure to training and conditioning, speed development. And maybe the ones that don't have quite the facilities, there's options out there with independent strength coaches. So there's a lot of good ones out there as well. So there's a lot more opportunity for a young person to really begin to develop his skill set and develop strength and flexibility and all the things that he'll need to be good at this game.
Well, as we sit here and we look out from your office where we do this interview, obviously looking onto the weight room, every inch of this, Joey, is your thumbprint is on just about every inch of this. How proud of you are that you have this facility and just the workability, I guess, of this facility for the players?
Well, you appreciate our board and our president and our athletic director and the people who gave their resources to help us have a facility like the Reeves Football Complex. And it took a couple of years to start it on just on a little sheet of paper when we found out we were going to be moving this direction. And like I said, 2 years of just tedious work and doing the fine details and the customization and putting it all together. And we're getting a lot of use out of it, obviously, and it's connected to the indoor. I coached for around 31 years before I ever had a weight room and an indoor connected, which was really a disadvantage. We people had that 10 years or so before we ever got it or more. So I believe that's really helped us to be able to transition from the indoor to the weight room, back to the indoor, and everything being right here in-house, obviously one of this top facility in the country.
Well, you sit here and you look at it, and I know that People may think that the entire team is in here at one time. That's not the way that it goes. You all try to split them up, and I think that's for a reason. They give them a little bit of a flexibility in choosing their own schedule for coming in here and working. But this time of the year now, this is a pretty busy place.
It is. We're in week 7 of the summer. We're allowed to have 8 training weeks. We're in week 7, and we're kind of starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to, getting ready for fall camp. And the winter training schedule is different than the spring training schedule, and the spring training schedule is different than the summer schedule. In-season training schedule is different from, all the other schedules. So, right now we're pretty much on a 7 a.m., 2 p.m. Rotation. We do have a couple of early mornings, Wednesday, 6 a.m. We have a Friday morning team at 5:30. So we do gather the team together. There are certain days, especially on a Friday. We just, that fourth quarter Friday, that's where you got to kind of pull together and learn to push each other and train as one unit. So we that's been a good thing for us through the years.
You take a look at what has happened with Clemson, certainly over the last 4 years, going to the playoffs and playing deep into the calendar months. It's a grind. I mean, because this is going on for you all. I don't know that people understand the grind either. Because they see the season and that's there. But these guys, you all as a staff, obviously the coaching staff, Coach Sweeney himself, they're constantly involved in what is going on here in this building. And there's something always going on in this building.
The last 4 years we've had about in season wise probably around 22 to 23 weeks of football and training and. You get off a plane on a, Tuesday, you're back in office on Wednesday, kids start school on a Wednesday, Thursday, you give them a couple of weeks to, try to, get embedded in their academic work. And as a staff, we have to go right back to work and prepare for winter training. So there's really no time between, your championship season and your get ready phase. But the first year was pretty tough. I remember, giving Mickey Marotti a call at Ohio State after they won their national championship. And the first words out of his mouth is, "Coach, it's a grind." And I didn't realize it'd be 4 of those. But you do get used to it. You kind of understand how to train through it. And you understand how to sprint when you have to sprint. You understand that when you have to jog, you jog. When you walk, you walk. When you sit, you sit. But it's a pretty good sprint to the finish. So once we get into it, we work really, really hard through the winter, get in some spring ball, and then we, that first week that we get really off is spring break. So it's a push from the time you begin in August until spring break. That's a long time. But, hey, that's who we are, and that's what we embrace, and that's what we want to continue to do.
It's like I said, you got about a week and a half, I think, left of this before you'll take a little bit of break and then off to August camp. It will go, and you'll have that time. I know there'll be a time here coming up pretty soon in the next couple of weeks where Coach Sweeney will gather the entire staff, do his all-in meetings. Everybody will go through that, and that's really where it really kind of starts from. To have a coach, though, to work with like Coach Sweeney, I mean, a guy that understands this, a guy who trusts you just to the nth degree, that's got to be comforting, and that's also got a lot of support there from your head man.
Yeah, his job's 24/7, 365, and he is in charge, entrusted me, and charged me with this mission, and I really appreciate that. Appreciate the opportunity, and we have a responsibility to him and our athletic program and our department and everybody up the ladder, to be the very, very best we can be, and. It's good to get back with him and the staff. It gets a little lonely in the summer. It's just you and strength staff. You got your nutrition staff. You got your trainers. And, after camp, it really gets quiet around here. And coaches go on vacation. And so it's just, it's kind of a time of, it's really a kind of a dark time. There's nobody. That magazines are kind of starting to come out. You start to see a little bit on the social media, about football. So, but then all of a sudden, when the coaches get back and the ACC meetings start, and you start to see a little twinkle in the eye of the players. And, you can only train so long and hard until it's time to, hey, it's just time to go play football. It's, you know, it's that phase that we'll begin here in just a few, you know, few short weeks.
All right, let's, you mentioned, you know, it's still about pushing, it's still about bending, it's still about pulling, all that kind of stuff. If I can, to use the term old school, how much of this for you is old school? How much of it is squat? How much of it is bench press? How much of it is power? You know, all that kind of stuff. Are those still the basic core principles behind strength training?
You know, when Coach Sweeney took the team to see Rocky before the national championship game, Apollo Creed told Rocky, he said, "Hey, brother, it's good to live modern, but you have to train old." And that we've kind of embraced that. And, you know, we live modern. We want to use all the different technologies we can, all the recovery modalities that we can use, the nutrition. But the old is, kind of like I said, the old's forever new. You still got to train old in a sense of you have to put the work in. And there's no magic, you know, you just can't wave a wand and it all happened. Hey, you're going to have to grind. You're going to have to push. You're going to have to strain. And you got to be smart about it. You got to be progressive. You got some guidelines you have to follow. But you know, a lot of the old things we still squat and front squat and single legs type squats and exercises, and we pull. We power clean deadlift, snatch grip deadlift with a deficit, and we do a ton of different presses. We press off different levels to improve our pressing power. We will incline, we'll close grip, we'll use fat bars, we'll use odd bars, and then we've got dumbbells and fat bells and kettlebells, and then we do old-fashioned pull-ups with weight and different types of grips, and we do dips and a lot of body weight stuff, a lot of 360 core. You know, we say the legs are the wheels, the arms are the steering mechanism, and the core or the transmission connects the legs and the upper body, and want to have a really, really strong trunk. And so when we're doing exercises, such big pulls and squats, we're not leaking and losing energy and compromising ourselves. But we're still a kind of an old-fashioned kind of program that don't mind getting a little dirty, grinding it out, sweating it out, but at the same time, we do have to do corrective exercises, and every player's different. 120 guys, everybody's different. Everybody's got different issues, and that's the challenge too. That's why our staff is divided up the way it's divided up, to help us not only as a team in a corporate setting, but help each individual player be the best they can be at their position.
Let's talk a little bit about the technology that now goes into this. I mean, you'll see, I'll come to practice or even during games, you have guys that are actually wearing devices on their bodies where you can track, okay, how much effort they're putting out, what speed they're going out. How much of that do you then come back and learn from that to kind of help you even do things better here in this building?
Well, Alex Bina does a tremendous job, and Alex sends us a lot of information. And normally when he sends it out, I'll get him on the phone and say, "Hey, can you just kind of put that in Coach Batson terms?" But it's great. It's gives us some watermarks. I think when you look at summer training, looking at the last year and a couple of years, you can kind of see where you were at this time of year in terms of, you know, a workout being this many plays, and, you know, we're working at this intensity, and, you know, and always where we were last year, we're a little better than we were last year. I like all that, and then he's got a lot of tools down there in the castle that he uses to we're just trying to get different metrics, and then so we can compare, you know, what it's like in season training, what a Monday practice, Tuesday practice, and then compare Tuesday to Tuesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, and really through the course of camp and into the season, really monitoring your receiver core, your DBs, and kind of seeing how much work they're doing, and being smart about it. It's just a measure. It's just another component that you can take and look at and say, okay, I see it with my eye. Now I can. It's backed up by science.
And I guess is maybe the biggest challenge is to make sure that you're constantly changing things up, just to make sure you're keeping yourself interested, but also keeping the guys interested, so it's not always the same routine.
It's not. We rotate exercises. We rotate conditioning. We rotate auxiliary exercises. We change rep speeds, whether we change the concentric part of it or the eccentric or the isometric part. So we're always manipulating that, trying to the body will adapt really, really quickly. So anyway, we can spend more time under tension. It's what you're trying to do, and then recover from the trauma and the damage that you're doing to the tissue. And that's where Paul Harrington and his staff comes in, and they do a phenomenal job. So right now we're doing DEXA scans, which is our body fat analysis, and we're seeing we have a lot of guys who increased muscle mass and at the same time reduced their body fat. So you're getting a bigger, stronger, leaner athlete, and if their body's not changing and adapting, then it's not from the stimulus. It's going to be more from maybe the nutrition side, that they're just not doing the things that Paul's requiring, asking them to do, or they're not getting enough protein, and so there's ways he can help them. But feel really good about where we are. It's exciting. It seems like 70% of this bunch is all freshmen, sophomores, so it's a very young team. I think it's a very hungry group. The workouts never really stay. They are very basic in terms of the core, but this year I did things different with this team than I did last summer, because I felt like this team needed to learn how to strain more. This team needed to learn how to work. Last year's team was more of a professional approach, because that's kind of the type of team we had. With a younger team, then you're going to have to do more commanding sets. You may have to do more circuit training. You just got to push a little harder until they learn what it takes and how you have to strain and work and push, to be a champion. And like I told them the other day, talent, you'll win games on talent, but you win championships with talent and mental toughness, competitive toughness, with grit. That's how you win championships. And so that's kind of been our focus is, hey, we got talent, but we better be mentally, physically tough and competitively tough and have a little grit to us. And because there'll be times when, it happens every year, no matter how good you are, you're going to be pushed to the brink, and you have to respond to the challenge. And so we've been really challenging them, I feel like, this summer.
Are you aware that you've become a little bit of a rock star? The video that they play when we go into the fourth quarter, and it's a Joey Batson video. The stadium loves that. The folks in the stadium absolutely. Do you realize you've become a little bit of a rock star when they throw that thing up on the video board?
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be a me thing. It was, we talked about it, and they said, "Hey, can you come up and just kind of do a little something with the." Don't put championship rings on smooth hands, and they were all standing around, and it's like, golly, I'm not Burt Reynolds, and everybody's staring at you, and I was like, man, his acting stuff's rough. So I told everybody, I said, I tell you what we'll do, everybody stand behind me and let me just look into darkness. And there was a camera right in front of me, and there was a mic, and I said, I just closed my eyes, and I said, I'm speaking to the team right now. And it was from the heart. It was not rehearsed. It was just straight from the heart. And it came out, and we did it one time, dropped the mic, walked out, and I said, hey, that's it. I think that's the way it happened. And so, there's nothing, I don't have anything supernaturally planned for this year. We're not rehearsing anything. They've talked about it. But it wasn't intended to be a focus on me. It was really to be, it was really to focus on the commitment of our players and our staff and our fans. You need those seats full, and you need everybody rowdy and excited. It's a game changer. And that's why guys, when you play at home, it should be an advantage. And so, but the other thing too, now that video gets the other team kind of fired up a little bit too, so it's a two way street. And he goes, they're competitors. They're like, oh, okay, I see. Hey, we can do that too. So, but it's been fun, and I've enjoyed it, and it is amazing. I can go sit up in the woods for like 5 miles out, and somebody will walk up to me and say, hey, Coach Batson, how you doing? So people recognize me everywhere I go, and even places where I'm in total nothing, Clemson, hats on, under an umbrella, hiding. And somebody will come up. But you know what? That's great. And I'm very appreciative and thankful. and very blessed person.
No, it's been obviously great knowing you over the years. We're blessed to have you here at Clemson, and looking forward to what this season is going to bring us. Everybody, I think, has gotten a little spoiled, that's why best is the standard. You know, we expect to be there one more time.
Well, it's this is what we call the transformation phase. This is that we do get ready in January, February, March is kind of where we're trying to. You take a lump of clay in January and you begin to shape, mold, and then the spring ball, it just starts to take a little shape. And then hopefully in the summer, you're starting to see a little bit of what it may look like, but you don't know what it's going to look like until, Coach Sweeney gets a hold of the staff gets them in camp, and then you just shape and move a little bit more. It's like a potter's wheel. And then you begin to see something beautiful come out of just a big chunk of clay. And, for us, we the five edges, man. We just attitude, work ethic, team. Number two, accountability, discipline, leadership. And third one's mental, physical, and competitive toughness. And, winning the day with a focused intensity. And then lastly, man, you got to earn everything with a focused passion. And, I told the team yesterday, that little bullseye that was on the front maybe a year ago is massive on the front and the back. And with this team, that leadership knows no age, and I'm going to empower them to lead. And the quality of the construction rests on the commitment of the crew. So we're building this house, and if the crew is committed to it, then we're going to build something very special. So, we just say, hey, we got to embrace the grind. We got to have fun, love, serve, and care for others. And hey, man, let's live modern, but let's train old at the same time.
All right, love it. Love it. Looking forward to what's going to happen. Looking forward for August camp to getting here, obviously, this season. Appreciate you, my friend. All the best to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you to all the fans out there, to all the Clemson people. Man, we love you and thank you. And I look forward to another great season.
All right, there you go. Joey Batson's been our guest here on the podcast for the day. Hey, don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, it's right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com. All right, it's where you'll find everything for not only football, but everything else that's going on as well here on this Clemson campus. For Joey Batson, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.